Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You guys are talking about Magic Mike. We'll get there. Big boners, big Tampa energy. Yeah. You had a baby, though.
I did have a baby.
We have to acknowledge that.
And I came back for one reason and one reason only, to talk about how steamy Channing Tatum is.
Okay.
That's what got you out of the house?
That's what got me back.
Did we start? We started?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Can you see the inflection in like conversation change?
Yeah,
we sort of started talking more interesting.
Okay.
There's like a, it's a game of tennis.
Yeah. Introduce the show, Kelsey.
This is Guilty Pleasures. Welcome, Guilty Pleasures. Ooh, and that name has never been so true. That name has never been more true than this week. We are talking about the Steven Soderbergh movie. My movie. This is my people.
Ocean's
this
11.
Is me, familia.
Yeah.
This is Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, where the fuck have you been? 2012 is the year. The name of the game is Strippin'.
Mm-hmm. I thought
Tampa.
The name of the game was Channing.
And Channing is our fearless leader. He's a stripper. He's one of the best in Tampa, surrounded by his boys who are also strippers. But uh-oh, they got their eyes set on bigger oceans down in Miami. Mr. 305, check up in the room. Pitbull,
bruh, bruh. Mr. Worldwide.
They want to take the biz down south, but you can't be that dirty down south.
That's right.
You can't be selling drugs and beating up your clients.
Nope.
This is Magic Mike.
Double M's, baby.
M&M.
That's damn right.
But like, this movie is very good.
Really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I was gonna
start off just off rip. This is one of the better movies we've reviewed on this show.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I was like, I remember in when it came out. It was 2012, you said? When it came out, this is college, and I was like seeing ads for it, and then nothing, and then it came out, and then people kept coming out of the theater being like, that was actually a fantastic film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it might have, maybe not coming out of the theater, maybe coming out of like the DVDs or like
ooh,
the streaming releases.
In the world.
And just being like, I really do remember. I miss it, honestly. That's how, Napoleon Dynamite fell into my lap because of how big the DVDs were on that. But people, like, I want to say 2 or 3 months after the release really started talking about it, and I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's a movie about stripping.
It's not a smut film.
It's just like, I'm not the target audience for
this. It's smut. It's naughty.
It's
a naughty little flick.
You're like, I'm not going to this chick porn, this softcore chick porn.
That's what I thought. I thought it was a softcore movie. And then I just recently watched it.
Yeah. And when you watch it and you're horned up and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whoa, he's kind of got a journey that he has to go on.
Yeah.
It's a
fucking stunning.
Good film.
Yeah.
This is fantastic direction. It is fantastic acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got mega stars. Some people you might forget besides Channing Tatum that is in this. We got Matt Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
We got Olivia Munn.
Matt Boomer.
We got Matthew McConaughey. There are some stars.
This was a part of the McConaissance.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
The McConaissance.
You don't know about this? Matthew McConaughey was kind of not respected by anybody for a while because he was the
all right guy.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused.
He was doing like silly movies where he like said
Fast
crazy
times
stuff.
At Ridgemont High.
Yeah. And then he sort of had a moment where it's like all of a sudden he was doing Oscar nominated movies and people were like, he's actually a really good actor now.
That's fantastic.
He's not just a washboard abs and blonde hair.
Yeah. Cause he did Dallas Buyers Club. Oh. He played a guy named Dallas in this movie.
Yes, he did.
And then
it was a nod to.
Oh, was it?
No.
The way Garrick believed you, he would never believe me if I said something.
A movie that
like
came
that.
Out like 3 years before. Yeah,
very cool.
It was an homage.
Oh wow.
Garrick was lost success. In the earnest like love of this film. He yeah. just he really was focused on. Like, oh, he wow, wanted to believe really nice. You.
But yeah, that and True Detective.
Yeah, True Detective really like sent me.
True Detective. I saw McConaughey in that, and I was like, oh wow, he might be one of the best of our time.
Yeah,
of our generation.
You think about like the plot of this movie yeah. getting approached. You're Matthew McConaughey. You're in your reconnaissance.
Yeah.
You can choose pick and you're like, no, I'm not going to do a male stripper movie.
No.
And then you get to that's what I think is crazy about acting. The way you read a script is going to be different from the way I see a script is going to be a way you see a yeah. script is completely different yeah. because I can't imagine being approached with this. I only know it was going to be fantastic because I'm born and bred from the yeah, cloth as of this Tatum. Film. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he went to the high school not far from me.
Wow. That's, oh yeah,
he went
that's
to
right.
Jesuit High, well, all boys Catholic school.
He wrote this movie or it was based on his life?
It was based on his life.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
At Ybor City is where he did his stripping. Like this whole film is like Tampa in a nutshell to yeah. the T. We'll talk yeah. about that. But I couldn't believe how
yeah.
they got so many megastars to trust.
I think it's the
Mr.
director,
Soderbergh.
Mr. Soderbergh.
Yeah.
Because he's coming off of the Oceans franchise. And
yeah.
they're just like, yeah, no, your style with telling all of this stuff and editing. I think editing is the true hero in this whole movie.
Yeah.
There are pacing. Such quick and abrupt cuts between scenes. It was just like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And like almost in a way of you're watching something and you're living out your life. Not watching something, I'm sorry. You're living out your life, and the parts of it that you remember and the parts of it you don't are cut out of your entire life.
Yeah.
Or cut out of, as soon as you forget something or as soon as you are over with the core issue in the conversation or a part of your day or whatever, it's almost as if the movie cuts to the next scene in your life. And it's just so fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's also like the way that this is shot is very slice of lifey.
It's very
like,
slice of life.
It the camera lands and stays with people that most directors would like cut to the conversation. It plays on a lot of silence. It plays in awkward moments. Yep. It's very artistically done.
It's yeah.
Big time.
And I mean Soderbergh is also very famous for things being lightly funny. And he almost has like a Guy Ritchie-ness to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because this was also lightly funny. I going into it, I knew that he directed it. I was like, okay, so where's the heist? When who's stealing something?
Yeah, right.
There was some funny money shenanigan business stuff happening. We got the conflict.
Yeah, we did.
But can I touch on something that you lightly, briefly skirted by? You rubbed your dick up gently against?
Jesus.
Sorry, I'm in the mood because Magic Mike.
You saw Magic Mike. Yeah. It's
got me a lot. It's got me riled up.
Yeah.
I went into this not really knowing who Channing Tatum was. I knew that this was based on Tampa. Yeah, I knew that
Is this the first time you saw this?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So you're taking us back.
Sorry, I'm taking us way back.
You heard about Channing Tatum in 2012.
Yes, and I'm like, oh, he's the step-up guy? Why would I fucking like this guy?
Because he can dance his ass off.
That's right.
And he's fucking funny.
Yeah.
And charming as hell.
Yeah, it's like unfair how funny he is.
It's unfair. Yeah.
Nothing like the men in Tampa.
Right.
There aren't any men that exist like that, so wholesome.
But maybe that's why he became famous.
Yes, it 100% was because he had a genuinely gold heart. And you could tell he's not playing a character.
Yeah.
He's playing his life. He's playing himself.
Yeah.
And as we've seen him flourish into the superstar that he is, we obviously see like that is who he is. And this is like his first iteration of himself.
I will say this until the day I die. The hardest I have ever laughed in a movie theater is in 22 Jump Street when he fucking finds out that his partner, Channing Tatum's partner, was fucking the captain's daughter. It is
moment.
That like just like the timing of it and just how committed he is to fucking just I'm sure in the script they're just like and blah 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 and then he goes wild.
Yeah.
And then Channing Tatum read that and was just like, oh, fuck yes. I'm going around the entire office. I'm giving you a high five.
You should not be that funny and hot.
Well, it sort of, it changes the percent because 21 Jump Street, 22 Jump Street are really a love letter to Tatum. And if I may, it puts hot people on a different spectrum for me where I don't want to accept a hottie that's just there to be pretty.
No.
Yeah.
You have to be funny now in order to be hot.
Yes.
Thank you.
You get it.
Channing, I'm, and I might get fired for this, but Channing Tatum is the closest actor we have to being as talented as the normal Bollywood star. As far as being funny, can act, and then is also can dance and sing.
And a good person and like a philanthropist.
Can he sing?
I don't
think he can.
There's no way.
No, I think that's his fatal flaw. Because if he could, it's game over for you.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, there's no
he
way.
In this movie is strong.
Yeah.
He is soft.
Yeah.
He's funny. Mm-hmm. He's tall.
He's hot.
He's fucking chiseled.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where he's so chiseled that it's ugly. Oh. That you're like, am I attracted to someone this fucking ripped?
Yeah.
Or is it kind of gross?
But then he undresses you with a wry smile. And it's like
the things he does to women
in this movie. I think one of the more like powerful or the most powerful scenes for me is
the hip thrusting.
The hip thrusting, yeah.
That's powerful.
No, the fucking pony scene. Of course, everybody's going to talk about that.
Yeah.
The pony scene. I've heard about this scene so much from every woman.
Oh, my God, Kelsey. Jesus Christ.
You're going to have to soak some paper towels.
I'm a father now.
I'm a pop.
That's your
I can't
only
be talking about
retort
this.
From here on out. I was waiting for it. We got one.
Let
the games begin.
I'm a pop now. I'm a pop. I'm a daddy.
But that scene, and you know that was his actual dance from when he was a stripper in
so cool.
Ybor City.
Yeah. That's like what he was.
We need to take a moment, and you better fucking give it to me, you two. You better give it to me.
What?
To allow
Jesus
Tampa to have its moment.
Oh, yeah. Is it in this
character
movie?
Of Tampa in this film.
Yeah.
In some ways, Tampa is a second character.
It is.
Yeah.
Sunny.
Yeah.
It's rainy.
Mm-hmm.
It's beachy. Uh-huh. It's apartment-y.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's trucks.
Yeah.
It's trucks and it fucks.
Damn right.
And you can afford oceanfront property as a fucking stripper.
Which
so
that's, rocks, yeah.
You sure
that's
fucking sick. Can. And not only oceanfront, one of the best beaches in the world.
Yeah.
St. Pete Petersburg.
But it's in Tampa.
It's in
St. Petersburg.
Okay. But it's also in Tampa.
Clearwater. It's Scientology.
Yeah.
But this movie could not be more Tampa. Like everything from the drugs to the like meandering of life after high school.
As a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the movie is glossing Tampa over, or do you feel like it's giving it just desserts? Do you feel like this movie represents Tampa accurately, or do you think that it's like getting people psyched on Tampa and they probably shouldn't be?
The only movie that does a better job of accurately portraying Tampa perfectly is Zola, that Zola film.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? It's called Zola, no?
Oh, yeah.
Is that not called Zola?
I think it is, and it's based on a Twitter thread. Or whatever.
Yeah, the Twitter thread movie.
No, I did not see that movie. But
you
I
didn't see Zola?
No. But I heard it was fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, Riley Keough, our girl, is it? Yeah. When I tell you, it's Nicholas Braun.
Love that.
These two movies somehow get the beauty and motelliness of Florida.
That's where, like, I.
The drugs.
The entire time I was watching, I was like, oh, all of these buildings are built for hurricanes.
Yes.
That's what it felt like.
Oh, yeah, hurricanes don't bother us. At all.
Yeah,
hurricanes don't bother me anymore.
Those are the lyrics. I don't think those are the lyrics.
But you know what I'll also say? A scene that really strikes me hard is when
makes
he's,
you hard.
What makes me hard. When he comes out of the club and he sort of has this unanimous respect from everyone in the community and he's got his little diamond earrings. That's a cool scene to me.
Yeah. The amount of diamond earrings I have allowed into my holes.
Holes? You've put them in your holes?
Yeah. That was such a look.
That's not what they're for.
Status symbol.
Yeah.
It was like, you are making money.
For a moment when I saw that scene, I thought, should I get a diamond earring?
When I tell you the gaudier the better.
Yeah.
Like your earlobes should be flapping down a little.
Sure.
And I'm like, do you sell drugs or is like your family in diamonds? Like, yeah. I don't want to know. I want to be really fearing for my life.
Yeah.
The same time that we're hooking up.
As someone who has shopped for diamond earrings before. Yes.
Tell me.
Anybody with those big ass shits are like, they're either fake as hell or that is the richest person you've ever seen in your fucking life.
And you don't know in Tampa.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone's wearing flip-flops.
That's insane.
So you're just like,
He was wearing fucking JNCO shorts.
Used JNCOs, yeah.
The one thing that he nailed was the attire of Florida.
Oh, wow.
Like from the beach wear to he, from the jeans, the cutoffs.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about the pony scene. I'm so sorry.
No, it's really.
Please don't apologize.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Settle.
Give it. The Broadway version. Yeah. Here it comes.
But I've heard about that scene. Pretty consistently throughout. Like anytime anybody brings up Magic Mike, they're thinking about that and him spinning on the rope. Right. So, like, the pony scene, I didn't know it was juxtaposed with the girl, like, kind of falling for him, but then also being disgusted by him.
I love it.
It was so sick. Like, he's just dancing his ass off.
Those two actors.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
So raw.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, the music is also coming from the speakers. It's not scored, right? So it's coming from the speakers of the club. So you're just hearing
Les Mis style.
Yeah.
It was recorded on set.
On set.
Les Mis took a lot from Magic Mike. Yeah. I see that.
It took a lot.
Yeah.
It took a lot from Magic Mike. Les Mis.
Yeah.
The Oscar winning
film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there was the Tampa-ness of it being like kind of dirty.
Yes, you know, it's gross a little.
It's kind of grungy a bit.
Yeah.
But like grunge in a lot of people live here. Not trendy grungy.
Like gross grungy.
Like gross grungy, there's muscles growing on the outside of the house.
Yeah. Yes.
Or some shit like that. Or
like the bottom of a boat. Yeah. Scrubbing, like salt water and gold is like the best way I can.
Right.
But
we
like
should
fake
do
gold.
A documentary about you going back to Tampa to revisit your roots.
I'm so glad you brought this up because I did do an episode when we were at BuzzFeed for Am I Doing This Right? Which was the money episode where half of the episode we're in New York City interviewing Arianna Huffington about her wealth.
Incredible.
And then we go down to Florida and I brought Garrett Warner.
That's great.
Stephen Cantor, Henry Lovener to my house in Tampa.
That's huge.
And then we took my father's Corvette out and drove to the strip clubs and we interviewed a stripper. Because most people don't know this. Tampa has the number one strip clubs in the world.
Of course.
More than Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Voted higher than Vegas. Like when you want to be a stripper, you practice in Miami to dance in Tampa.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I don't remember this exactly. And if I'm wrong about it, who cares?
No, not
us. It's a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
You know how in The Big Short they go down to Florida to interview strippers?
It's
Tampa, probably.
Yeah. And when I tell you, very illegal things happened in those strip clubs with me and my high school friends because that was just what you did.
Yeah.
You had nothing else to do. You were already like, well, if I'm not into like hillbilly heroin and cow tipping, I guess I'm going to go downtown and like fuck around at strip clubs underage, I guess.
Yeah.
From the Odyssey to the Pink Pony. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have very narrowly lost my life being beat up from some bouncers who was not getting a cut of my earnings for the night.
Yeah. Oh, your earnings?
Yes.
Okay.
Have I amateurly stripped underage in Tampa?
Mate, who knows?
You did?
Who knows?
Yes, Miles! Wow. Me and my girlfriend.
Kelsey, this is fascinating.
We would take our guy friends and we'd drive down. We'd like pack up the SUV and we'd go downtown and we'd go to the strip club and then we'd make friends with the girls and they'd be like, come up here. And we'd be like, okay. Yeah. We're 15.
Garrett, clear your schedule because we're going to get subpoenaed.
We got to get some stuff out.
We got to get subpoenaed really quick. And then we're just going to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God.
Miles is a father now. He cannot be implicated in this behavior.
No, if Julian, when he's 18, wanted to strip in Tampa,
would you?
I'd consider
it. Yeah. I mean, you'd make a bet.
I'd be like, I feel like if my kid wanted to strip, I'd be like, you don't have the body for that, buddy.
You know what? Let's take some dance classes. That's how I'd start him. I'd say, until you can prove that you have the moves to bat. Right, I don't want you to just go out there and flap it around.
Right.
No.
I want you to make sure you have the moves.
I want my kids to be the best at whatever he's doing or she's doing or they're doing. Like, You better not fucking embarrass me.
Nope.
You better not embarrass. You better be the best.
There's nothing worse than a bad stripper.
No.
There's nothing sad.
Yeah. If I see standing around, like what's his? They called him the virgin or the kid. And he just went
couldn't dance.
And just undressed.
Yeah.
I did not like.
I was about to boo the camera.
Well, he was a villain.
He's a villain.
Yeah, he is a villain.
I think
the
he kind of sucks.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
What?
I've seen Magic Mike 100 times. I forgot about that kid.
Me too. Right.
I forgot the story was about this hot kid.
Yeah.
Who is that actor? I just looked him up and followed him on Instagram. He's got like a million followers.
Yeah, he's in like some YA shit.
He's British.
What?
Yeah, that's interesting. Is he
the
like the
only accent I fucking believed?
Wow.
I've never seen a British actor where I wasn't like, you're obviously British.
Yeah.
But he has those eyes, those like beady eyes and that chiseled chin where you're like, oh, once you realize he's British, you're like, I see it.
I thought Harry Styles was convincing though. Accent wise,
get out. You've lost your touch.
The other thing I was curious about is okay, so he's obviously making bank at the strip club. Why is he? I know that it's his dream to be a contractor, but it seems like a little grueling, right?
Furniture making.
He's making furniture.
He was working
on a house at the beginning, right?
Well, he owns a he helps get jobs at construction projects.
That's right. Yeah.
No, he wants to be a woodworker.
Yeah.
He wants to sit by the beach,
make a table,
and make a custom table, one of a kind.
Terrible tables.
Bad. Did you see those NOS?
The NOS ones. Oh, I was like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Because he owns a car detail and accessories company. Oh, okay.
He was a carpenter, just like Jesus.
Yeah. Oh well, he's Jesus. Out. I thought it was like a thing I was going to bring up. That, oh, his stuff is actually kind of ugly, and that's why he didn't get the loan.
Yeah.
But I guess he was just like getting things that came ashore and then turning that into furniture.
Yeah.
Or what? Or reclaimed was she like shitting on him?
No, I think it was that he was repurposing.
Recycling. Things. He was fighting global warming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al Gore would have been proud.
God,
our guy.
Al Gore would have been proud of
our guy. Wow.
I think the cast in this
it's phenomenal.
Is so fun.
Matt Boomer,
a gay man acting as a straight cuck.
Well, you know, actually, that's one thing that, I mean, this movie 2012, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a little before that. I'm curious, and I don't know if the rest of the Magic Mike movies, to me, the relationship between male strip clubs and gay men is a handshake. It's just, it's of course. But I feel like in Tampa, is that how it is?
Yeah, it's Florida. Is it for
women or is it for gay men or is it mixed?
It is so for women.
Yeah, that's so interesting to me.
And I don't think the culture in Florida is as, like, obviously women strip clubs are the top tier in Tampa. It's not a lot of male strip clubs. I went to the Magic Mike strip show in Vegas.
And it's for everybody.
And it is so fun.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
But
that's like, that's something based off of a movie. That's not like, I am here for your entertainment.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't say, there's maybe one or two clubs I can think of in Tampa that are male strip clubs that are like, worth.
Yeah. Well,
it was interesting because,
like, banana hammock, all that.
Yeah, where you're like, oh, he's not some like older leathery. Yeah. Leathery man.
To me, it's something. Leathery. So Sarah, for her bachelorette party, hope she doesn't mind mentioning, they tried to get a male stripper, and they eventually did, but there was a whole weird thing where they had to call a bunch of them, and they kept being like, are there any men there? Oh. And she'd be like, yeah, there's a man who's one of her friends, who is gay, who is one of her like bridesmaids.
Okay.
And they wouldn't do it.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is really weird, but I think that that's actually common in this really stupid way where male stripping, which is something that's so flamboyant, of course, is like, you know, there's a lot of homophobia, which is crazy.
A lot of men in West Hollywood gay clubs, all the go-go dancers are mostly straight men.
That's fascinating.
They know what they're doing. They're like, these are our men.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we've brought up our personal connections to stripping beyond my amateur hour.
Yeah.
I'm friends with a male Magic Mike Chippendales-esque
stripper
in Los Angeles.
Wow. Fascinating.
I went to a bachelorette party and he was a hoot. Hoot and a half.
Of course.
And I said, can I get your number?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm ever going to need it, but I just want to have it.
Yeah, you got it. And in case, sure break enough, in case of emergency.
Recently, I threw a birthday party for a pal and I said, he's a man, he's a bi man. And I said, you know what would be so funny? Mm. If Jay the stripper, that's his name, Jay the stripper showed up, texted Jay, I said, hey man, this time, this place, I got you.
Yeah.
He showed up pretending to be a fireman.
Yeah,
hilarious.
He walked in, incredible, said there's a noise complaint. Everyone was freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, because they knew.
And they knew. And we went outside and we were like, come in, come inside. And my friend came in, whose birthday it was, and we sat him down in the chair and he looked at me and he said, are you fucking kidding me? And Jay looked at me and he brought his boombox out and he said, it's hot in here. We're going to burn the house down. And I whipped out two fat stacks of ones.
Two 50 and ones.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Jay, my guy Jay, picked up a like 120 pound chick in the audience and spun her around like a pizza pie over his fucking head. He was so strong. He made six people pregnant that night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And two of them were men.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And we were just, it was the most fun. It brought it, like, after that, the party was popping. The drugs were out. Everyone's dongs were out. It was a hoot.
Everyone's dongs were out.
Oh, yeah. Everyone dongs was ready out to go, oh my after God, Jay.
Was there, actually, here, I do have a question. Was there open pee?
Be an adult.
Was there a penis present? Yes. Was there a penis present?
So that is the full Monty.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And you have to pay extra.
Okay, yeah. Sure. And did you?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I ordered him as like whatever. And then when he got there, I was like, everyone was having such a good time. I was like, let's throw the full Monty on my tab.
Throw it on my tab.
And
Kelsey
also
has $100,000 on a tab.
Yeah, right. With
I'm so in debt. Knows where my family lives. I'm paying off the rest of my life.
You're paying it off like student loans.
Just like Magic Mike, there were men after me.
Yeah.
But I cannot recommend this enough. Getting a male stripper as a friend in your life will be the best addition, ladies and men, to your phone books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a stripper friend.
Oh my God.
It made everything better. Infinitely better.
Yeah. And I think that, and I actually, I think we should watch all of these movies on the show.
When did it get bad?
So I have heard, I think I've seen the first two and I've heard that they kind of, the first one was like a, a hit with everybody. It was like, it's a film, and it's also like wildly sexy. People are seeing it and they're being like, I don't care about all this like drama and the cool shots. I just want to see the dong.
Yeah. Oh, they went to dong.
Which is fine. So the second one I've heard is mostly cameos and more about dancing. This road trip of dancing.
It's good.
It's mostly dancing.
One. Yeah.
And then the third one I think is even more than that.
The third one's the new one that
the
just came out?
The third one's the new one that just came out, and I've heard it's really, really bad.
I've heard it's also very, really bad.
Which we have to get there because I want us to watch it.
But can I tell you why it's bad?
Yeah.
Because when you are trying to make male stripping at a commercial level success, it's no longer fun.
No.
Yeah.
What makes this fun is it's fucking gross.
That it's gross. And that's what, like, I loved about this one is that it's just talking about the real life of male strippers.
Yes.
Where it's just like, I can strip, but I also have to take care of these other things. It is a springboard for everything else. Or I could strip for the rest of my life and then have, like, a pretty solid career. But you're not, you know, you're not Magic City making it like that. You're not walking around like a lot of these women are. Mm-mm. So you kind of, you do have to have like a side job. And that, like the in-betweens of it and the life in between is beautiful in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And making it just about male stripping is now you're doing it for entertainment and not for trying to make a story.
You're trying to like make an artful version of this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It got too mainstream.
Yeah. This felt like an indie film, honestly, which is very weird because it's like top level talent.
Yeah, totally. McConaughey's never been better.
Literally, like down to the color of the film.
Right.
Like, it was grainy.
Yeah.
It was gritty. It was like, oh shit, there's like drugs and fights and like real danger. There's like a kid that's getting out of hand. He's coming a little bit of a punk.
Yeah.
And like you
also that I'm sorry. No. That to cut you off. That fuck that kid. Like
he sucks, right?
Fuck him. He the way that he lied and saying that he only had like a grand worth of pills in his backpack. And that's what he left. It's just like if you were an actual adult, you'd be like, "Oh shit! No, we actually really do need to go back."
But he was playing a 19-year-old.
That man is not 19.
That man is not 19
in any way.
He looks 25.
Do you have any guilt about this film? Because even my version is even the guilt worked. Like even the smutty, like the scene you get with McConaughey giving the dance lesson in the studio, like the rehearsal.
Yeah.
Like even that was, it knew what it was.
Yeah. The mirror was dirty. That's what was
oh yeah, that
crazy.
Rules,
that
by
was,
the way.
I was like, let's fucking go.
Sticky mirror.
If you're going to actually do what you're setting out to, that's direction right there. That's almost like if somebody was going to clean the mirror.
Yeah.
Because that's their job. And he was like, actually, no.
Don't. Don't clean the mirror.
I don't think the mirrors would be clean in this type of place and this type of establishment.
People would have their hands all over the mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like you'd see fingerprints and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you are taking a photograph of yourself to send to a loved one, you clean the fuck out of the mirror.
Yeah.
You make sure your shit is not dirty because we've seen all of the tweets about guys' rooms.
The toothpaste spots.
The toothpaste spots and all that shit. We have electric toothbrushes sometimes.
They get a little wild.
Gets in the mirror.
They go wild.
They get a little wild.
Yeah.
Wet and wild.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you clean the fuck out of it.
Wet and wild.
Right?
No.
So like for them to just be like, actually, this is the type of person that wouldn't clean their room before taking a nude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's make this.
We
that.
See you. We
fun question.
Yeah.
You both, congratulations, are male strippers.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your song that you're dancing to?
Oh, that's a great question, Kelsey.
Because he already destroyed Pony,
I can't
do Pony.
No. There it is.
My shadow.
Like you pulled a muscle in your back.
My shadow.
Lately.
Oh, you know what's a recent one that'd be kind of good? Mm. Actually, this is not be good, but Fancy Like.
I'm so fancy.
No, that's Iggy. Iggy. It's Fancy is, it goes, Fancy Like Applebee's on a fire.
Miles, why?
Okay, that's not it, though. Yeah. I got to keep searching. I got to think of one.
You got one? What's like your bit? Like, are you a cowboy?
Well, I guess that we got to start first from there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's your storyline?
Yeah. I don't know what my storyline
is. Well, first of all, I come out and it's like, hey, everybody, we're just going to clean up the stage and I'm in a janitor's costume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like the show's over in a way.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of like, like sweeping up.
And then
I accidentally fall on the speaker and it starts playing my
song. It goes like,
I thought you were going to say you fall on stage and like your pants fall off. Like your pants split open.
That's also funny. Oh no.
I'm on like dirty underwear.
Shit stained underwear.
Oh my God.
No, Miles, yours is obviously that you're an overworked father.
You come out,
have like a little baby blankie over your shoulder with spit up. And you're like, I haven't slept.
I'm in a diaper somehow. Well, I was going to say with the janitor bit though, there could be water in the thing.
They do that in the second movie.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's really good. But it's like I spray them and I have a mop and it's like,
whoa. Ew, a dirty mop.
No, it's not dirty, Kelsey.
I guess it has to be.
It's good.
It's got to be a little bit dirty.
But my song, I mean, what's the sexiest song of all time?
For a janitor?
For a janitor to do. Yeah.
Clean up.
Oh my God.
You couldn't be more.
What about like Skrillex or something cool?
So I've already thought about this.
What?
Yeah. I've thought about this for a good. Yeah. Not like a
job. Why?
Yeah. Because you never know.
You especially know.
No, I don't know. I think that my whole thing would be a mechanic.
Yes, I was going to say mechanic.
Of course.
A dirty mechanic.
That's your stripper.
I got grease on your fucking face.
Yeah.
You got the button down with the patch on your name. Yeah, what's your name? Oh my God, what's your stripper name? It's the first pet you ever had in the first street you grew up on.
Rusty.
Jewel was your first animal's name?
Yeah, that was my sister's pet rabbit.
Juba was our cat's name, but it's because Juba in the Native American language Havasu is like a word because we lived on a reservation.
What was the street name you grew up on?
I can't say.
Mine.
My parents still live there.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready for it.
My parents still live at mine, so please don't say it.
Kiki Dawson.
Oh my God.
That is my
name. Honestly,
born
if you introduced yourself as Kiki Dawson to me, I'd say absolutely. Nice to meet you,
Kiki. Absolutely believe me.
Nice to meet you, Miss Dawson.
A mechanic.
Yeah.
What's your song?
I'm about to.
No.
Yeah.
No, you were not.
Something with horns.
Yeah.
Jason Derulo. That song?
Couldn't pick a worse song.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Nope. Wait, what's going on?
Oh, I like the wheel.
No.
What is
this? Is not it.
What about Gasolina?
Oh, Gasolina.
That's not bad.
Are you sure it's not Gasolina?
Are you playing Gasolina? Because it's actually good with the mechanic bit.
Yeah.
Gasolina.
Gasolina. No,
Gasolina.
And then you take the mechanic towel between your legs and you do the ring, ring, ring.
You cover yourself in body oil, but it's from like a boil that says like Pennzoil, but you put body oil.
And then you just drizzle it all over yourself. You slide across the stage like a slippery dolphin.
Yeah. For the janitor bit, it's like maybe I bleach myself.
Asshole?
Wow. I'm really trying to find this song, but I think it's there's an ad's gonna play.
Oh, you don't pay for premium, bitch.
I don't pay for
you
premium
make
YouTube.
So much money.
I don't make that much.
He makes so much money.
You fucking rich guy.
Yeah.
Rich.
He's just being cheap. I think Kiki Dawson's bit is that she's a cat lady. She comes out with a can of cat food.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And she's got a big flowery dress on. She's got like old wig lady. And she slowly starts to get more youthful. as the song goes on.
Honestly, the song that I kind of am thinking about now to be a hot stripper song is that song by Ashnikko.
How does it go?
It's like, fuck the kitty, call me caddy. Talk too much, you're too chatty. It's like really a good song.
Miles rapping like any sexy song is my new favorite song. Oh, you found it finally? Yeah.
Whatever that song is.
It's what
the,
is this?
Is this song from like Fast and Furious? You dumb bitch. I knew it. I was going to think of dun, 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 dun.
No, that's, dun, that one. That one's too. That one's too hack. There was that TikTok trend of people being like, I changed the light bulb in my car, and then they play that song, and then
like
they pose
next to like you're a fucking mechanic in a white beater.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That would 100% be my song.
Guys, maybe we should take Guilty Pleasures on the road.
I do think that'd be fun.
And we each get to do our stripper dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach's out. Bad. We cut him out of the bit. Well, yeah. We cut him out of the deal.
He doesn't.
Zach could be like Fleet Foxes or something.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He'd be too artistic. He'd try to direct us, so he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
We're doing to him what Matthew McConaughey does to Channing Tatum in this movie.
I will say that the mirror scene is very reminiscent of the John Travolta, Jamie.
Yes, where they're dancing in, is it, it's definitely not Flashdance. It's not.
The fuck movie is that?
Boogie
Nights. No.
No.
What are you guys talking about?
You there's haven't seen the where they're, it's, there's like a clip of them.
They're in like a class and Jamie Lee Curtis.
I don't know what you're doing with your pelvis right now, but I'm going to.
Jamie Lee Curtis is like really thrusting. We're going to put it in the video version.
I just saw Garrick's moves. I think we're taking the show off the road now. Yeah. I think we're putting it back in a box.
No.
Garrick needs to get his mechanic tools packed up.
Okay, so it's here we go.
Yeah.
This is what the scene is.
What are you...
I'm telling you that I'm doing it poorly because that's what they do.
It's an incredible scene.
What does this have to do with Magic Mike?
No,
this
is what
the mirror scene looks like.
Oh, I see.
So, and then there's a part where she.
What are they wearing?
She like gets next to him.
What is this? Flashdance?
Look at this.
There it is.
Okay, so it's giving. Don't know how to move my hips.
Exactly. That's okay. What I'm. Yeah.
I have a stripper pole in my house.
You do?
Garrick's
yeah,
been on
we
it.
Get it. You have an alternative lifestyle.
Yes. Garrick, I made him do it when he came over to visit. I said, do it. Try it. See how hard it is. Stripping?
Yeah, it's very hard.
Oh, my God, it's so hard.
It is the most upper body strength you have to have.
I can't do it. But you know what I'll say is something that I didn't know for a long time is that the stripper pole moves.
Garrick also didn't know that until he came over.
Yeah. I was like really wowed by that.
You can lock it, and you do lock it when you do want to do more advanced tricks because you don't want to be spinning, dingling, dangling. Right. But that's way advanced shit. That's like you got calluses between your thighs.
That's crazy.
I've been to a strip club where the girl got – she went all the way up to the ceiling, went upside down, and started twerking upside down.
That's incredible. That
which was fucking sick.
That's like power. That's like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
The whole time, we were just like impressed. Like, Doug, that's
like, I'm
physical,
not even horny. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. Yeah. You were of a fucking core, a feat of core strength.
Yeah. Incredible. I was not impressed by anything in this movie. I was horny. The whole time. There was nothing that they did where I was like, athleticism.
Yeah, because they're not doing stripper tricks.
No, women's stripper tricks are superior.
Yeah.
There isn't a lot of.
Well, there's not really
involved.
A pole here.
There's no pole.
Because the pole is
he
in
does
their
the
pants.
Spin.
There's not a single pole. The pole is the penis.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about hooking up with strippers?
Oh.
Great. I mean, it's great.
I feel like that's mixing business and pleasure.
I'm probably going to cut this out, Rainey, but no, I dated a stripper in college for a little bit.
You did?
But she like went to school with us. She just also stripped.
Don't you fucking dare take this out. I cannot believe
it's
you call
like-
me an alternative lifestyle. Miles, you
I am a father.
Dated a professional dancer?
Although she, she was
a student. Was it a titty bar?
What?
It was full nude? Full puss? Full bush?
Ooh.
I wish
full
I hadn't
puss,
told
full
you
bush.
She would go to Myrtle Beach
in
North Carolina, and she would drive down for the weekend, and she would do like her routine for a
and
while.
And then she would come
she
up
also
with
had a, she also had a boyfriend,
she
though. She was Polly.
Wait,
and,
what?
She was Polly, and I was like her extra.
Wait, so you weren't her boyfriend?
No, I was not her boyfriend.
Huh.
I just like was
we
dating her.
Dated.
The pot calling the fucking Kettle.
It's a very Kelsey move, but honestly. Wow. It's actually something you would do.
The audacity of this man.
That's very fair.
Miles, what's your middle name?
McCall.
James Bonsignor Hay.
McCall.
Wants it's a to very. Call me wild. This man probably is in defeat.
What I'm not in defeat. Weirdly? Objection.
You sucking a toe at night?
Objection. I'm not sucking anybody's toes.
Yeah, you snoring K out of someone's bum? What else have you done that you're going to make fun of me for, eh? Snorting. Do you feel like this is new news, Kirk?
Jesus Christ.
This is
you okay, but you went from he's a stripper to you're probably snorting K out of his bum.
Can I tell you why? I went to a stand-up show recently where the drag queen who was the stand-up was like, where are all my boys who've done a bump off a ball sack? And like,
everyone cheered?
A lot, like a couple people cheered. And I went home and I said to my partner, I've never done a bump off a ball sack.
Yeah. Seems like an inopportune place. Like, it seems like a place with a lot of crevices.
And then you did it. And then you did the bump off the ball sack.
Yeah,
and then you did the bump off the ball sack.
And she did the bump. Although to me, a ball sack is an inopportune place to do a bump because it's crevicey.
Crevicey.
Well, the drag queen talks about this. You got to get it a little cold. You got to blow on it a little bit so it goes and it sucks up and it creates a ridge.
Like a brain.
Like a brain. It's like doing a line.
No. Not in a good way. It is like a brain. Yeah.
Given brain.
Okay.
And where did
why are we even still talking about this movie?
Yeah, so the movie was good.
It was really good.
Like, that's all.
I think that's like
that's
all we need
Do we
to
have
say.
Fun facts?
It's a fantastic.
No.
No, there's no fun facts.
But let's
the
look them up right now.
The fucking movie. The
fun
movie
is
fun.
I'm sure that this movie
is
good fun
incredible.
Facts. Actually, you know what? Let me hang on. Just let me pull them up on IMDb and I'll present them to you.
Oh.
There he is.
I've got some. Yeah. Okay. Some reservations amongst cast members where people. Also, Zachary, I think you've missed maybe our best episode.
What are you talking about?
This was maybe the funny. I've laughed so hard that I'm actually sweating.
Hey, everybody, Zach's here. You know,
your mic's not on.
Yeah, cool.
No, it's on.
Anyway,
hey, everybody, Zach's here.
Fun fact,
what do you mean? What do you mean? Anyway, I came in a little mid-episode energy.
Oh no, we're done.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Done. We're for a sure-sies done.
No, 45 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, did we talk about director Steven Soderbergh?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the first thing we missed. We didn't talk about the director.
Steven Soderbergh and how he's just a gift to cinema.
That's what we opened with. That.
Yeah. Okay. Did you talk about how Channing Tatum is a really good comedic actor and it's like frustrating?
We literally spent an entire chapter on that.
It is you're going down the line chronologically.
Yeah.
Did we talk about
male strip shows and how they're objectively funnier and more fun than female strip shows?
Do you think with your girl here we would have missed that?
Well, then can I say?
Yeah, please.
Team,
get out.
Great episode.
Great episode. And guess what? We're going to be watching the next two movies in this franchise.
I have a fun fact.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey signed on.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
His role did not require him to strip, but he wanted to.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
He was welcome to.
That's what makes you the best of the best.
He said, I would regret it for the rest of my life if I was in a male stripper movie and I didn't get up there and strip myself. At first, it was scary as hell, but then it became like a drug and I couldn't wait to do it again. He also didn't use a body double in this film. Hello, big dicks out. And then in one scene, an extra who was stuffing bills down his waistband accidentally tore off his extra thong and his ding-a-ling did come out and the extra kept the thong as a souvenir.
Kept his dick.
That feels interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Matthew McConaughey kind of have a hog writing home about?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't clock it, but.
It was also.
You think a man who speaks like that and calls himself in the future his own hero doesn't have a hog to write home about?
No, he definitely has a hog
right
home.
Yeah, he's
got a hog. Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
I know.
Soderbergh.
Sondheimen. Talked Channing Tatum into splitting the relatively modest $7 million budget for this film. They self-financed it.
Oh, they both. Wow. Oh, that's rules.
It almost bankrupted. Bankrupted?
bankrupted Tatum. Yeah.
But he probably made so much fucking money off of this.
And it made them each about $60 million apiece.
Yeah, that...
This is what I'm talking about.
So he's also a good businessman. Yeah. Are you out of your fucking mind? Who is this person? He's perfect.
Steven Soderbergh is so cool because he said a couple years ago, I'm quitting Hollywood, I'm not gonna make movies anymore.
Yeah.
And what he actually meant was, I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want, middle finger to all y'all.
Damn right.
He made maybe the greatest blockbuster of all time in Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
He and has just spent the last decade making dope, weird stuff.
That's so cool.
Wait, what was the other one? Logan Lucky?
Lucky Logan?
Logan
Lucky was fun. It wasn't as good as... It was cool.
I liked how, like, grungy it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was,
my God. I just discovered the best fun fact.
Let's go.
Sorry, I don't even care what you were saying because this is more important.
Okay.
Classic Kelsey.
Rude, but okay.
Big Dick Ritchie, played by Joe
Manganiello.
In the second one. Is he in this one?
He is in this one.
Did not use a fake prosthetic penis for that scene where his schlong is out.
Wait, it's his penis?
It's his real ding-a-ling.
Yeah, we've
heard
about
it. Yeah, I mean, Joe Manganiello probably is, of course.
Fucking forearm. He did use a penis pump to prepare.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
But it is not a fake or a body doubles. And Tatum remembers Manganiello being so meticulously method that he was almost blacking out from constantly using the dick pump.
Oh, that's funny.
He was...
So his shit was so inflated that he was going to black out.
I mean,
he took all the blood from his body into his body.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Kelsey, I feel like you're the right person to ask about this. Does a penis pump...
Okay, Mr. Polygamous.
Yeah.
Mr. Sex Working.
We found out.
The shit I learned about Miles in this episode, by the way.
No. A fucking freak.
I just said a colony.
I don't ever want to hear anything about my alternative choices in life.
What did I miss?
Miles in college, I'm a father now.
Miles is out here sucking and fucking.
I'm a married man. No, in college, I dated a stripper, and she was polyamorous. So
he was the third. I was the third relationship.
Just for like a casual dating situation.
How?
Miles. Yes. I must have talked about this before.
We have done almost
100 episodes.
Yeah, I've done nearly 300 pod episodes with you.
That's 400
And not
hours.
Once Days. Have you mentioned that you were the third in a relationship.
Now
and
that he's a dad, he's just like, the old days. I can finally expose myself for the whore that I was.
I wasn't holding back. Locked
the fuck down.
We're going to be tabling this conversation and discussing it on our lesser watch show,
The Tripod.
Well, there's no way The Tripod is a lesser watch show than this.
It needs help. If you guys could go support our little
show. Check out The Tripod. It's a niche sort of show. But and then
it's an indie
she she gave me her scooter and its name was Candy and I rode around on her like a little Vespa for the whole summer because she moved to Egypt.
What was her stripper name?
I don't know.
You never saw her strip?
No.
She would go out of town.
Oh yeah, you did. It was a private show.
But she would always be like, "Yeah, you know what? She was like." She worked at a sports bar as well in town, and she was always like, yeah, I get way, way more harassed at the sports bar than I do at the strip club.
Of course.
Yeah, because they have protections.
Yeah, there's laws. Yeah, there's like laws there.
Well, also like men that would literally kill you. They would beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, at a sports bar. Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I stripped?
Yes.
What?
Did you strip for a video?
We did it. We don't use that word here, Kelsey.
BuzzFeed?
We don't use that here.
We're really sorry, yeah.
I did Try Guys video where I did Magic Mike stripping and it was great.
That's awesome.
It
was exhilarating.
Thank you. You can understand.
Zach, that's really awesome.
I did the things
it,
I did.
You know what? It was.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was very scary, but I relate to Mr. Matthew McConaughey because once you get that taste, it's all you want to do.
It's like stand up, but even more.
Did you use a penis?
It's like instead of people laughing at you, they want to fuck you.
Yeah. I gotta get a penis pump, man. Because if I can,
does a penis pump make your penis bigger?
Yeah,
it's what I'm hearing.
Have you ever used a pussy pump?
What?
Be real.
I'm
real.
Confused.
Have you never used a pussy pump?
What is a pussy pump?
Hold the fuck on.
You can't,
Kelsey. What the fuck?
Things.
No.
And then
no.
Saying,
you know
how do you
what?
Not
I'm
know
tired
about this?
Of being like the crazy one. You.
three need to get the fuck out. You need to get out of your monogamous little
I don't think that me being monogamous has anything to do with a pussy pump.
Bubbles. Whatever you guys are doing in the bedroom, I'm going to have a talk with all... Actually, I did have a talk with both y'all ladies in Mexico, and we will not go there.
On Zach's wedding night, did you talk to his wife?
did you court my wife to be?
That is so inappropriate. Let's talk about if we like the movie or not.
Okay, but we need to talk about not knowing what a pussy pump is later.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean right now?
Say it quickly because we have to end the episode.
No, we don't.
It is literally a suction cup that is in the shape of a vulva that you put over your labias and you squeeze a little contraption that sucks the air out and pulls blood to your pussy. So it pumps up your pussy and you leave it on there and it kind of feels nice if you just leave it around there and like touch it and knock on it and stuff. But then you pull the plug out and it pops off and then you have an inflated vagina.
Is that necessary?
Why would you?
Joe Manganiello is a Dungeons and Dragons player.
I love him.
And he has a big celebrity D&D game.
Yeah.
I actually just got a TikTok on my feed about the table. But former players include James Gunn, the writers Benioff and Weiss.
This is like such an adjacent fact.
I literally tuned out. I don't care.
It's like Tom Morello.
Yeah, cool. That's right.
And Vince Vaughn.
So do you guys think this movie is a guilt, a pleasure, or a guilty pleasure, a pleasure, or just plain guilty? You don't get a vote because you weren't here.
It's a pleasure for real.
It's a pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Everybody should watch it. Everybody should watch it. It is an indie movie that's not an indie movie. It's great.
I couldn't agree more. We don't even need to do my pleasures this week because it's going to all be that you should all go watch this movie, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I would if I could.
Oh,
my pleasure is a pussy pump.
That's right.
Use our code 10% off.
I do have a really big pleasure. That's something that we talked about on the show from before.
You know what? First of all, we hadn't crossed the line, but now I think you have.
That's right.
You're welcome.
I just have to say that I'm going to be taping the mics to the stands because I saw what you guys got up to when I was gone.
And you know how hard it was for me to unscrew this one?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be fully gaffing them.
This is so much better.
I'm not
going
to lie.
What are you talking about?
I handle it. But here's what I'll say. On the She's All That episode.
Technically his boss, right?
I guess. I look at Garrick. On the She's All That episode of this show, we watched the Addison Rae classic.
Yes.
He's All That, I guess. Mm-hmm. Now, I said on that episode, I think that Addison Rae would be incredible if they put her in horror movies so she could be like the pulpy influencer that dies or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Addison Rae is in the new Eli Roth horror movie, Thanksgiving. Co-starring with Patrick Dempsey, aka McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy. And I just want to say that I'm so excited for her career.
You made this happen.
Her team is about to make her career. Because she was just going to be some influencer that started in some dumb thing and then it was over. And now they're like, no, we know how to use you. We're going to put you in this crazy movie that you like kind of don't belong in because it's going to be really funny and good.
Oh, she belongs. I don't know if you remember, Garrick, Thanksgiving was one of the fake trailers in Grindhouse.
Oh, yes.
So, okay. they're making an actual movie.
That's sick.
And America's Sweetheart, Addison Rae.
I'm so excited.
By the way, that's wild to make a movie based on a fake trailer from a movie that came out like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Although it's the same of like the Machete.
Yeah, right. Machete was also a commercial.
Yeah. Yes. Machete. Yeah. All
but
that.
Machete didn't take 15 years to make.
That's a really good point.
Guys, where can everyone follow you if they don't know where to find you? Guess Miles first.
I can be found at Miles Bond.
Wow.
Nice. I'm at Addison Rae on all the things.
I'm Kelsey Dare on all the things.
I'm at Garrick Bernard on all the things.
And until next week, I want it. Let's do it.
Yes, Shadow.